the Midnight Radio Network all across America. It is Ask the Law. Welcome, Gary McNamara, Eric Harley.
I am the law.
Judge Dredd. Hey, it's Trooper Dial. He used to be the law. Retired Senior Trooper Monty Dial of the Texas Highway Patrol. He is here. And he's, of course, part of Old Blue USA, and we want to thank them for making this possible, Ask the Law, for Monday, December 7th, 2009. We thank you for being here, and we want to thank Old Blue USA for providing this public service to drivers. You can always email your CMV questions at askthelaw.org. Go to askthelaw.org. Click on the big red button that says Email Ask the Law. The information and answers to questions are up to date. As of today, December 7th, 2009, can change without notice. Statements or comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial are considered to be opinions only. Okay. You and I talking about, and Gary talking about CSA 2010 and how all of this, what this means for the driver out there. Now, we got a call from a driver who hauls, you know, these modular homes.
Right.
So he got hit recently with nine violations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, under the CSA 2010, that's going to put him up there fairly high, but not necessarily at the 97th percentile as of yet.
Correct.
And again, this is time-weighted. Now, yes. That happened, he said, he made it sound like it was all on one trip.
Yes.
All right. Now, that's a relatively short period of time because yes. This will be measured in 12 to 24 and 0 to 12.
0 to 12.
12 to 24.
24 to 36.
Okay. So the only way for your weight, your percentile, to come down is to put more time
yes.
on that. But if you reach 97 in your percentile, then that's going to be, in fact, highlighted in yellow on the page of your
yes.
report.
Yes.
And then if you reach 98%, that's when it's red.
Yes.
And that essentially is telling them that there needs to be some type of intervention
yes.
for this driver.
Yes.
Now, this does not necessarily mean that that driver is going to lose their CDL, correct?
No. The state is the only one that can take the CDL away from him.
Okay.
But what will happen is, based upon the intervention plans, it's kind of like a merry-go-round.
Right. Is it ever.
Yeah. And what happens is, you know, under the current system,
yeah.
compliance reviews are the only thing that a company goes through.
Okay.
And it's all based upon strictly out of service. A lot of these violations that we found in this list, there is no out of service for it, like reckless driving.
Right.
It is not an out of service violation.
Right.
But it's a violation based upon time and the weight, it puts a value of 10 on it
mm-hmm.
because of the likelihood to cause a crash.
Right.
So in that instance right there, this now falls on the shoulders of the driver.
Mm-hmm.
The company is not involved in that whatsoever. So if the driver starts amassing these points, the driver and the carrier both are put on the merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm.
Here the merry-go-round starts spinning.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, he now gets up to this 98th percentile, or the carrier gets up to the 98th percentile. They get thrown off.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, FMCSA comes in and sends a letter to either the driver or the carrier, and the carrier or the driver has to submit a letter back to FMCSA explaining what they're going to do to get this score to go down,
okay,
this percentile to go down.
Right.
Once FMCSA reads the letter, if they're agreeable, they'll either put the driver or the company back on the merry-go-round. It goes spinning around again.
Right.
Now, all of this data is updated every month. So at the beginning of the next month, here again, based upon the driver peer group, he could be back up in that red again.
Hmm.
He gonna get driver gets thrown off again.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, here comes some more intervention.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, if something is not corrected, the driver is disqualified to drive.
Right.
He can no longer drive, even though he has a CDL. The fact is, he is disqualified from operating a commercial vehicle. Likewise, if the company gets shut down, they're out of business.
And this is something that drivers should know.
Yes.
That they're not the only ones that are going to be put on the hot seat here. The companies,
yes,
if they have a high percentile,
yes,
of drivers,
yes,
and they have peer groups too,
yes,
depending on how many trucks they have in their,
right,
operation.
Right.
And if they have a high percentile of trucks, drivers that are that have these violations, they could have their doors locked forever.
Yes. Because once FMCSA, and here again, the process is you get a letter addressing an initial letter that you have to respond to.
Mm-hmm.
30 days from now, if you're still in the red, now then FMCSA comes knocking on the door addressing a specific item or a specific driver.
Right.
Intervention is talked about again. Okay? Everybody gets put back on the merry-go-round. We start spinning. 30 days from now, if it's back in the red again, now then FMCSA comes in and do a full-blown compliance review. When they do the full-blown compliance review on the motor carrier is they continue to operate marginal or unfit. If the overall rating is unfit, it's locked the door right now. It don't give you any time get anything corrected.
Right.
Unfit, lock the door, you're out of business.
So, because I know the drivers see this and they think, man, this is going to be a lot of pressure, but there is an incentive,
yes,
for these carriers to know, and this is why it's important, this pre-trip that you do, if you know that, and Al, the earlier caller, kind of alluded to, and we've heard this from other companies, or other drivers.
Yes.
They've said, well, I've told them time and time again, we've said all along, don't get behind the wheel of that truck if it's not going to pass an inspection, if there's something going on, whatever it is,
mm-hmm,
you have to tell them right away. But now under CSA 2010, they are going to have just as much incentive because,
yes,
they could be put out of business if they've got a certain number of trucks and violations along the way.
Right.
And that's important. You need to remind them of that and say, look, no one's looking for a CSA 2010 violation here. Let's get this fixed. I'm not going to hook up to this load. I'm not getting in this truck, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something there that's not, you know, in the case of the other driver, you know, he hauls these very large loads, and it's a, you know, you want to make sure that it's secured properly, that the equipment is up to standards, it's going to pass an inspection, all of that.
Yes.
And if it's not your truck, it's not your tractor, you need to make sure you don't get behind the wheel.
Because you're going to get hit for it. It's your,
yep,
butt, but also it's the company.
Yes, and you need to remind,
yes,
them. No,
yes.
Nobody wants any CSA 2010 violations because it will come up and reflect on the company. You know, I'll tell you, in part, it sounds to me, and while I still have a lot of questions, it sounds like to me that we're moving in the direction of what drivers have asked for all along, and that is the company needs to be just as liable as the driver.
Yes.
Look, you got a bad driver, it's like a football team. You got a bad, here we are with football analogies again. You got a bad football team, you got one player, then it's the player's fault. If you got a weak player, it's the player's fault. If the entire team is weak, Cowboys, then it's the coach's fault.
Yes.
Coach Wade. So that's all we, you know, that's kind of how you look at it. If it's the operation, if it's the truck, you know, the one driver, and he's got those, and then all the rest of the drivers and the equipment in that company seem to be up to snuff for the most part,
yep,
then it could be confined to and isolated to one or just a few drivers if it looks like the entire operation is out of whack here.
Well,
it goes back to the
carrier. And see, another
carrier
thing is, right now, under the current system, only those violations that result in an out-of-service,
mm-hmm,
are affect the company's,
right,
SafeStat score.
Yeah.
Under CSA 2010, it doesn't make a difference what it is.
Yeah.
If that violation shows up on that roadside inspection, it will affect the company and the driver at the same time.
Yeah, so when you get a violation, the company gets a violation.
Yes, right.
Yeah. So, all right, stand by. We're going to get to questions next. I know that If you want to get on board, we do have an open line right now at 800-288-9227. Back in just a moment. You got a question about CSA 2010. You got a question about hours of service. Any regulatory item that Trooper Dial can answer for you, get in now, free of charge. We won't charge you for the... In fact, we pay for the phone call. 800-288-9227. Also, send us a text, 68683. Do not text while driving, but if you're in a safe spot where you can send a text, do that. 68683, make MRN the first three letters, and we'll also ask Trooper Dial that question on the air.
And I guess the only point I wanted to make is you didn't mention my football team, because technically they're considered by NFL standards out of service.
Yes, they have been placed out of service.
Right.
That's right. Okay. And we're back in just a moment. Stand by. It's Ask the Law.
On the Midnight Radio Network. It's the Midnight Radio Network and Ask the Law with retired senior trooper Monty Dial. If you want to get aboard and you have a question, 800-288-9227. That's 800-288-9227. Or text us, 68683MRN as the first letters in the first line. Gary McNamara along with Eric Harley.
And this is Ask the Law for December 7, 2009. Senior trooper Monty Dial, retired of the Texas Highway Patrol, is with us. The information and answers are up to date. As of today, and they can change without notice, statements or comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial are considered to be opinion only. Go to askthelaw.org, click on the big red button that says email Ask the Law, and send your questions anytime. 800-288-9227. Let's get right to you.
Let's go to Sean on 90 in Washington State. Sean, you're on the Midnight Radio Network. You're on with Trooper Dial. Welcome. Hi.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I just wanted to ask how long this information stays on the merry-go-round. We all know that a company has a tendency to want to protect their safety rating, and if a driver can carry the burden of this write-up, they'll do that. But it stays on a driver's record for a certain amount of time. I'm wondering, you talked about this merry-go-round. You stay on there long enough, anybody's going to get sick. I'm hoping it comes off eventually.
Yes, it will eventually come off, Sean.
Because it's time weighted.
It's all time weighted. The longer in time it goes, the less value it has. But the same thing will apply to the motor carrier. Every time a driver goes through a roadside inspection, the violations noted on that inspection will also show up on the carrier's profile.
Right.
Yeah. And so anytime that happens, the carrier is not going to be able to just blame it on the driver. That's going to be a part of their record, too.
Right. Well, what I'm specifically asking about is, like, because there's when you pull into the scale and you get that long tube and it's got a drop axle on the back, and going down the road from your shipper, somewhere along the line, a wire breaks and that axle lifts up. You can't see it. You pull on the scale, you get the write-up. You go take that to your boss, and he says, well, we're just going to go ahead and leave it on your record rather than having it count against our safety rating.
They can't do that.
They can't. If that violation was written up at roadside, it shows up on your data, and it shows up on the carrier's data. The carrier does not have the option of saying, well, we're going to only leave it on yours, and it's not going to show up on ours.
This is not the carrier's. This is not like the old DAC report where the carrier reports this or the carrier reports that. This is something when there is a violation or a citation, right?
It does not make a difference.
If it's notable.
Yes.
If it's notable, then it's going to appear on this, and it's not the carrier's discretion whether to put this on this report or not.
Correct.
But it sounds like it gives the driver a lot more weight when he's doing his inspection. Yes. In the yard.
Yes.
And, look, this thing doesn't look like it's going to make the trip, or it looks like it's deficient.
That's right.
You know, you're not going to get a story about, well, just get it done today and we'll fix it tomorrow.
Right. That's what we were talking about before the break, is this is something where I think the drivers have been talking about for years on Ask the Law. They've been saying to us, well, you know, we don't think it's fair because the company's been telling us they're not going to fix this, they're not going to fix that, and we feel like we're forced to drive this truck. And we have said all along, even way before CSA 2010, that it's up to you because you're the one that's responsible once you get behind the wheel. But now there is a greater responsibility when it comes to this data with the CSA 2010 initiative this company is going to be, it could have their doors closed forever if they have a high percentage of drivers and trucks that are being placed out of service or have a certain number of violations.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that. There's certainly, you know, there's dispatchers out there that'll tell a guy, look, you're either going to drive that down the road or you're going to get in your car and drive down the road.
Well, you need to tell them. Nobody, including you, want to get a CSA 2010 violation, do you? Because it shows up on their report just as yours, and that's the beauty of CSA 2010. Say what you will about all the pressure involved, but, you know, that does put a great deal of pressure during the pre-trip.
Yes.
But you have to be diligent during that pre-trip, and then you have to be insistent on not getting behind the wheel if you have a concern. We're back with Trooper Dial and Ask the Law in just a moment.
On the Midnight Radio Network. It's the Midnight Radio Network. Eric Harley, Gary McNamara, and Ask the Law. We have retired senior trooper Monty Dial in the studio with us. And Eric, you just came in at the end of the conversation here when Trooper Dial here was just going through the severity list.
Right. And we're gonna talk about that. I want to talk more about some of these items and how they're weighted, like tires versus brakes, which I thought was odd. We'll talk about that in just a moment. I want to remind you, it's Ask the Law for December 7, 2009. And, retired senior trooper Monty Dial of the Texas Highway Patrol is here. Information and answers are up to date at this time, can change without notice. Statements or comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial are considered to be opinions only. You can always get your CMV questions answered at askthelaw.org. Click on that big red button that says email Ask the Law. And before we get to some of these items, I want to get back to the calls, 800-288-9227, a couple of text messages on the way as well, so stand by for
that. Let's go to Reggie on 71 in Ohio. Reggie, hi, you're on the Midnight Radio Network, and you're on Ask the Law. Welcome, hi.
How you doing? What I was wondering is, do you think you might have a chance of actually putting the drivers into a skilled labor kind of situation where, as long as we keep our safe stat score in the green levels at all times, you know, would that be a way that we could possibly get some type of compensation raise, like things have been suppressed and depressed for so long?
I doubt we're moving toward that direction, but I would think, though, what this will do is if you've got a great record in the CSA database, that it's going to, of course, mean that you're going to be more employable. What I talked about with one CEO here recently was the fact that this is going to change the way, and he mentioned, it was Ray Greer from Greatwide, and he mentioned that he had not considered this until I mentioned it to him, but this will change the way you hire drivers. In fact, this hiring database that they're starting at the end of this month is just that. It will be the way that companies look at drivers. And this will change the way they hire drivers because, let's face it, we can rate right now, we could rate all the drivers out there and just on anecdotal evidence, it's easy enough to say we've got a lot of great drivers out there and some that aren't so great. And the ones that aren't great drivers are going to go away. And the companies that can't get their stuff together are going to go away. And it's only going to be the safest drivers, the ones who are abiding by the law and on top of their equipment at all times, and the same goes with the companies. They're going to have to stay on top of their game. And if you're not, you're just simply not going to be qualified to drive. You're not going to be qualified to operate. And that's what it comes down to. So this will eventually lead to only the best of the best being out there. Now, will some drivers out there still be, we'll still have accidents. We'll still have equipment concerns. We'll still have situations out there, but those situations will more and more turn into solutions as a result of CSA 2010. Whether you like the initiative or not, it's going to mean that the driver, if they get up to a certain percentile, is going to have to fix what they're doing or stop, or they're going to have to get enough time between those, their violations to make a difference, and the same with the carriers. They're going to have to get their equipment together. They're going to have to make sure they're only hiring quality drivers. So that's to that degree, I think you're going to start seeing a greater pay, because if there are fewer of you available, let's assume that you're one of the top tier drivers out there, Reggie, then that means that you're like gold, because this will lead to a, in and of itself, a new type of driver shortage, and that is a good driver shortage. What companies are doing right now, even before CSA 2010 was really rolled out, we knew it was coming, but before it was rolled out, these companies, as a result of the downturn in the economy, were looking at you guys, and then once they got, you know, they had enough on their roster, it became, okay, let's improve our safety score by going out there and replacing our drivers that aren't so great with drivers that are only the best. That happened as a result of the downturn in economy. As a result of CSA 2010, they're not going to be able to afford bad drivers. It's that simple.
Okay, how is that going to affect the guys coming across the south of the border there, and the ones that, you know, I've seen so many of them come across, and the trucks, they're not hardly up to par for our standards, and the drivers, you know, they're the same way.
Yeah, all right, and Trooper Dial, it
doesn't make a difference if the driver's from Canada, United States, or Mexico.
Let's say it's a driver from Mexico, and they come across. Same applies.
Same applies. There will be a database based upon the roadside inspections for that driver, as well as a database for that trucking company.
So if they get to that certain percentile, it's possible at the very worst, they become disqualified to drive, and the carrier becomes disqualified to operate in the U.S.
Yes.
So that basically it could turn into a driver war, where the companies are fighting for the good drivers.
Well,
Reggie,
hang on a minute. You're looking at this all wrong. Okay. You're going to be the one that gets to select who you go to work for.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Not the company selecting you.
Well, if the companies are looking for better drivers and you apply for another job, and, you got this guy here.
Yeah, but the thing is, so, Reggie, what you're going to be able to do is you're going to be able to get on FMCSA's website, and you're going to get to go find, you know, if you've got your data on you yourself, and it's that good data that Eric was talking about, then what you're going to be able to do is go on the internet and FMCSA's website, and you can start looking for those companies that have the good low scores, and like you yourself, you've got the low scores, and you can decide, hey, I want to go to work for that company.
Right.
Rather place myself with a good green score company.
That's it.
And then take it from there.
That's it. And this is, again, what you can say what you want about this situation or any initiative or any rule or law that comes into effect, and that's, you know, reserved for, you know, a completely different conversation. CSA 2010 is real. It's going to happen. It's being rolled out. We've got 1 year to where it's fully implemented. It's, in fact, the beginning of the implementation with the driver hiring database begins in just a matter of days, and the best of the best will remain employed. The best carriers will remain in operation. And then, not to say that we won't have some out there with their flaws, but you're going to have an incentive on both sides to get those flaws taken care of and to be the best of the best. You're going to have to get a great score because your percentile gets up too high, and you're going to be the feds are going to look at you, and if you're a driver, you could lose your qualification to drive. And if you're a carrier, you could lose your qualification to operate completely. They could lock the doors. So again, the initiative is there, and that I think is the positive out of all this. If you're a great driver right now, and you've got a great driving score, then consider yourself in a very good place right now. It allows for mistakes. It's going to this allows for mistakes, but if you have a high frequency of mistakes and you just can't get it together as a driver, or if you're a carrier and you've got a high percentile of equipment or drivers that are showing up with violations, then that's going to go away.
Well, that's good. I've kind of been getting a little antsy.
Yeah. Well,
figure out how all this is going to work.
Right, and there
change is actually going to be good here.
It will be. It doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. You're going to have to be diligent on your pre-trip as a driver. You're going to have to make sure you stay on top of that equipment. If something comes up along the road, you need to make a call right away and tell them, this is wrong, I'm not moving this, we're not going to get into any CSA 2010 violations for me or you because we're both liable here, so we need to get it fixed, and we need to get it fixed now. And that's going to, you know, present its share of headaches. Doesn't mean that this we're just going to get up and start driving and everything, you know, all the bad trucks, bad roads, bad drivers and bad carriers come off the road. It's not going to happen that quickly. But there is an initiative. This initiative gives them enough of the momentum here to, I think, create a situation that is much better. For those good drivers out there, you're going to be rewarded, and I really do believe we'll get to a certain driver shortage before the lesser drivers learn their lesson, come off the road and are replaced by better drivers, or whatever situation comes along to remedy all of this with lesser drivers and lesser carriers. That's just the way it's going to be, and you have to know that you're in control of it. And you have the ultimate say-so at the end of the day. We do appreciate it, Reg. Thanks for the call. 800-288-9227. We can't ignore it. It's here.
It's here.
The initiative is here.
Yes.
And it's going to be implemented.
Yes.
You can say what you want. You can kick, scream. But at the end of the day, if your percentile hits a certain point as a driver, that's going to affect you.
Yes.
Same with a carrier.
Yes.
So everybody has something in this. And a little skin in this game, and you're going to absolutely have to resolve whatever it is that's causing this.
It is.
And if you've got a green record and a clean record, that company is going to look at you, and that means you can go with companies that are paying a little bit higher because they're going to have to pay you a little more to get you.
Yeah.
So that's something they're considering. This will change the way drivers are hired, and if you've got a great driver driving record, I think you can consider yourself to be in a situation right now that is going to present some good things down the road if that record remains clean. We're back in just a moment. Stand by. It is Ask the Law
on the Midnight Radio Network. It's the Midnight Radio Network and Ask the Law. Gary McNamara, Eric Harley.
800-288-9227. Let's see if we can get one more question answered for Trooper Dial on Ask the Law.
Very quickly, JC in California, you're on Ask the Law. Welcome. Hi.
Yeah, I just wonder about the team drivers who gets a violation.
Oh,
the one that's driving.
Okay.
What if it's time for a change?
Whoever was driving when it was pulled over, right?
Yeah.
Whoever was operating the truck when it was pulled over.
Yeah, like pulling on the scales, or
right. If you pull into the scales and you're the one that's driving, you will maintain the controls of the vehicle all the way through the inspection.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do appreciate it. We had a couple of questions by text. None of them. A lot of them comments. One driver says the heavy-handed rules and regulations are making him sick. Another one is taking a slam at one large company saying they won't have any drivers left on the road. Does this affect this self-employed and those who drive, commercially, they pull trailers with their pickups and stuff. Anybody, if you're considered a commercial motor vehicle,
yes.
Right?
Okay. If you go back to the definition in 390.5 of a commercial motor vehicle, 10,000, 1 pound or more, operated in interstate, then you're going to be subject to CSA 2010.
Okay, so there you have it. CSA2010.com is their website. AskTheLaw.org to email your questions anytime. Click on the big red button there. Listen, Merry Christmas to you, Trooper
Dial. Same here.
Thank you so much for your continued service to our industry, and we wish you a safe and happy Christmas and New Year. We'll see you in January.
Yes, we will.
All right, it's the Midnight Radio Network. You there.